League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Joe, Dane, good morning. It is Chris Pavona holding it down on the FNTSY News. Ones and twos going over some of the big news. People are wondering, who is Center Road and how this person has been able to keep a perfect tournament bracket? Well, NCAA.com went on the hunt for the person who was a perfect 48 for 48 so far in the tournament, and they were able to find the man. So it is a guy that did make this perfect bracket here. According to NCAA.com, a call was made to Greg Nigel. I had to go look that up. I had to make sure that that's how I say it. Greg Nigel, a 40-year-old neuropsychologist from Columbus, Ohio. The funny thing is that NCAA.com, they called him and they told him that his bracket was perfect. He had no idea. He had no idea that his bracket was perfect. He literally said, he's like, oh my, I have to go check my brackets. And they show him on NCAA, they said, go to NCAA.com and look at, you know, the lead story here. That's literally what they told him.
That's hysterical.
And he probably had his girlfriend pick out the, just circle these, honey. Do me a favor, right. Just circle who you like to move and to win, and I'll go ahead and submit the bracket. Why doesn't that surprise me?
Well, here's the funny thing, guys. NCAA.com, you know, they asked him. They asked him what his strategy was. Now, first off, he also filled out four brackets. He told NCAA.com he filled out four brackets. But then he gave his strategy, and he said, quote, I always watch bracketology. I listen to them, take into account what they say, and then honestly, sometimes it's which teams I like better. Some cities I like better, some teams I like better, some coaches I like better. I do look at the rankings too. It's a combination of things. Don't get me wrong, a bunch of this is luck. I know that. I'm not going to say I knew every matchup by any means. So basically, this guy just kind of did it on a whim. Just literally like you said, like he probably did get his girlfriend and be like, yep. Hey, which teams have the cutest you know, nicknames? Which one has a cute mascot? Something like that. That's what I'm going to start doing with my brackets now because I suck at all these brackets.
Mm-hmm. Remember, Bavona, when I do Speeds versus the Kids to pick NFL playoff games, you know, and we're testing the same theory. Like, does all of our expertise and analysis matter? Or can anybody who's just picking randomly because they like colors or nicknames, you know, or animal mascots, can they do just as good? I have proven that the analysis matters because I've beaten the kids. So, Joe, I also think analysis matters, and this guy ultimately will not go undefeated.
There is a there's an old saying in sports betting is that I'd much rather be lucky than good. And that guy is case in point right there. He had no idea his bracket was even perfect to this point. I can promise you a guy that does it for a living, a guy that lives and dies by it, would have known every game, every loss, every win.
Yep.
He had no idea. Unreal.
And that guy who probably does all his homework for that, he's probably like got like at least six losses in this bracket.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, guys. Over to the UFC. UFC star Conor McGregor has announced his unexpected retirement from mixed martial arts on Monday, according to his social media post on Twitter. The announcement came just hours after McGregor told The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon that he and the UFC were negotiating a potential return to the octagon in July. This is what he said on Twitter, though. Hey, guys, quick announcement. I've decided to retire from the sport formerly known as mixed martial arts today. I wish all my old colleagues well going forward in competition. I now join my former partners on this venture already in retirement. And then he ends it with proper pina coladas on me, fellas. Before I go on to say, well, you know, Dana White had said, you know, it totally makes sense for him. We were talking about it earlier. Guys, do you think that Conor McGregor is going to fill those pina coladas with whiskey? And would you try that? Because I usually know my pina coladas with rum. And ugh. I still
yeah,
don't
know
really
what brand
like pina
of whiskey,
coladas.
Right? We even know what brand of whiskey it'll be in.
Prop 12. Yeah. Proper 12.
Here's my question, though. Honestly, guys, the sport formerly known as mixed martial arts, what is it called now? It's not MMA anymore?
I'm calling shenanigans, dude. I'm telling you, this is shenanigans.
And negotiating in the in social media?
Keep in mind, April 1st is just around the corner, too.
Fair enough.
Well, to me, I think it's going to be called WWE one day because we already do have the WWE, and there is a possibility that somebody might go to the WWE. You know, it could be Conor McGregor, but it also could be former New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski, who did announce his retirement from the NFL on Sunday. But almost immediately after that, some WWE fans were wondering whether or not Gronk might make the transition to professional wrestling. In an interview with TMZ Sports, WWE star Mojo Rawley, who's friends with Gronkowski, said that he thinks that it wouldn't shock him a bit. And actually, I have a quick clip of him saying that.
That wouldn't shock me one bit. I mean, he's always been a wrestling fan. I know WrestleMania, he was all excited about it. We still joke around about it. We're all still really proud of that moment. So, yeah, man, in the future, I'm sure at some point you'll see him inside the WWE ring.
Is that going to happen, guys?
Like Rich on Twitter says, next year WrestleMania, Gronk first, Conor McGregor.
All right, guys, that's the news for now. I'm Chris Pavona. I'm going to go find a Portland Trailblazer sweater. Solidarity with Nurchik.
Like that.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Welcome in on this Tuesday here to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. As we help you make it rain this week, and plenty of opportunities to do that, of course, as we get ready for the Sweet 16. Looking forward to that. Major League Baseball just around the corner. Hard to believe there that we've already gotten a couple of games played, but really nobody pays any attention to the A's or the Mariners. So there's always that. We had an opportunity coming up bottom of the hour to talk to Scotty Miller from Bleacher Report. And asked him about a whole bunch of stuff on what he thought about. He's in Anaheim, actually, so he's very familiar with the Angels organization and what happened with Mike Trout. And we'll ask him about that. What does he think about that deal? What does it mean for guys like, you know, our friend Aaron Judge, Mookie Betts? And also, who does he see as being the dark horses here? Are there one or two teams that maybe, just maybe, are going to surprise an awful lot of people. So we'll let you hear what he had to say there. But I'm looking at a picture right now of A-Rod, we know, got engaged to, I believe, to Jennifer Lopez, right? Which is, you know, quite a feat. And didn't we have Jose Canseco's crazy ex-wife or Jose Canseco come out and be like, J-Lo, don't do it, man. The guy's like a total pig. Like, don't do it. He was banging my ex-wife the whole nine. Well, as it turns out now, there is a British Playboy model that is also blowing up A-Rod right now, saying that as little as, oh, I don't know, a month ago, he was texting her, wanting her in a in some sort of three-way action. And can I tell you, when I'm looking at this girl, there it is. That's your British Playboy model, 44 years old. And she's basically sending out all the text messages she's received from A-Rod, letting people know that, he definitely loves her, but he also loves his, he loves his threesomes as well. So I guess where there's smoke, there's fire, Dane. When A-Rod's involved, it's usually probably a lot of women involved.
Yeah, listen, Canseco is very rarely not at least telling the truth. He's crazy. But he's not usually, he's lying. Yeah. And I will say that, I saw the picture of this lady, and she's got a little bit too much done up.
Yeah, look it up. Yeah, it does. Oh, God. All right, we'll see what else we can find in Playboy on her. That's coming up next here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O'Rewards points during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris says about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
I think we got to have some sort of rule here that we're not allowed to play Britney Spears songs ever on Rejoiners. But welcome in here as we make it rain to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I've actually found a better picture of A-Rod's British Playboy girlfriend there. Yep, there
okay,
she is.
That's nice.
Yeah. Much better nice. Than... Oh, wow. She is apparently blasting A-Rod. About the whole engagement to J-Lo, saying that J-Lo doesn't need that, that A-Rod as little as 6 weeks ago was all over her going, being like, hey, let's get the girls together. Apparently he loves the whole that there's more than, more than two. It's a real party. And then, of course, that's the J-Lo. And look at how staged that is. But you know what?
Right.
All of these, they all deserve each other as far as I'm concerned. Right. I mean, they all deserve each other. But A-Rod has been known to be a total perv, to say the least. And now it could very well be that J-Lo walking herself into a nightmare situation because faithful is not something that that we would go ahead when Jose Canseco throws you under the bus. I know it's Jose Canseco, but to your point, Dane, the man kind of blew up. The man has kind of blown people up, man. He's not like he's lied in the past. So congratulations, J-Lo, I guess. You got A-Rod. Isn't it amazing the life of a Major League Baseball player for 20-some-odd years on the road? I will say it again. Nobody better than our man, Derek Jeter. The guy did it the right way, man. He did it the right way. You get a nice little gift, like a Harry and David gift basket on the way out. And then he marries, what, a 20-something-odd-year-old model now who's down here, and he has a kid. Jackpot, people. Absolutely. Now, see, A-Rod, on the other hand, he had to marry, like, five people. Like, seriously, dude, what are you doing? Like, when are athletes going to remember? Like, stop it. Stop it. There's no need to get married.
Right. But here's my question, you know, and this could exonerate him. What if what A-Rod was angling for was a threesome with this British girl and J-Lo? Would it be cheating then?
Absolutely not. And you know what? I would have loved that.
So maybe that's part of it. And if I was A-Rod, you know, I'd go for that too. That's possible. But you're right, Joe. Jose Canseco, the track record of him, you know, saying things that sound ridiculous at the beginning, but then being proven to be true, we all know it, you know. So, hey.
That's what I mean. Yes. It's a bad world when we're going, well, Jose Canseco said it, and we actually can't dismiss it. Like, we honestly can't dismiss it because Jose Canseco said it.
And Jose Canseco. You know what I'm saying? Forget all this fake news. I get all my news from Jose Canseco.
All right. Now, speaking of blowholes, this Avenatti trying to extort $20 million from Nike just blows me absolutely. You know, on one hand, I'm like, nothing that's ever come out of this guy's mouth surprised me. I mean, you know, representing Stormy and all of that good stuff there. I mean, the guy's basically wanted to pick a fight with everyone, but he was willing to, or thought he was going to, and this is what amazes me. He somehow thought he was going to put Nike in a corner and be like, hey, I know you're paying players, right? I know you're paying kids. I know you're behind this. So if you don't pay me $20 million, I'm going to go ahead and blow you up. Like, really? Like, you thought you were going to put Nike in a corner? I'm trying to wrap my head around what kind of idiot you have to be to think that Nike doesn't have a team of people ready to just completely blow you up, which is pretty much what they did. They completely blew this guy up. And now whatever information you might have had on Nike, and I think we can all agree that there's a good chance Nike, Adidas, Reebok, they all have been playing, you know, been paying these college kids in order to influence them to go one place or the other. I don't think that's hard to believe, is it?
No, it's not hard to believe. But listen.
Nobody puts Nike in a corner.
Maybe in the corner.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that I would say, and we talk about it all the time, Joe. You always, when you hear stories like this, you have to consider timing and motivation and all that stuff. And there seemed to be, a report dropped this weekend also that you may have heard of in politics. And then what is also kind of the best, what one side of that debate does, right? They like to poison the well and smear people. And I think it's curious the timing that this news about Avenatti came out right when, you know, there's momentum going around the no collusion kind of thing. Just kind of add to that. So I find this type, just like you called shenanigans on Conor McGregor, I'm calling shenanigans on this. And this may be part of a larger PR narrative or smear campaign. So, you know, I just want to take everything with a grain of salt.
I am interesting, too, because you know where there's smoke, there's got to be fire here.
Sure.
So but I think for Nike not to just dismiss him and be like, you know, listen, he'll go away. For Nike, because he's already saying Nike's already, you know, they already paid $1.5 million towards kind of putting this to the side. So maybe, just maybe, there is something to Nike having their hand in the cookie jar here. And
do you think he's like Jose Canseco telling the truth?
I, you know what I mean? There's got to be something to it, because like, the feds just spent all that money and time busting people, who guys who were going to colleges and be like, all right, you guys wear Nike, you wear Reebok. And oh, by the way, let's funnel some payments to some, you know, some AAA high school kids for them to come here to your university. None of that. So, and if it surprises anybody, I don't know where you have been. That's what cracks me up about college athletics, especially football and basketball. This kind of collusion has been happening forever. Like forever.
Yeah,
it just amazes me. And for the guy to, Nike. Yeah, listen, you're gonna. I'm just going to get up in front of the camera and tell everyone that that you're part of this this idea that you're going to pay college kids to go to university. And Nike's like, oh, really? Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Let me see how that works out for you. Amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. Which is also a hard thing for me to swallow when 60 Minutes did a special this week on Sunday about the sports betting, right?
Yep,
and one of the big narratives on that had to do with some supposed experts coming out and saying they are the problem now with so many states and it becoming so mainstream sports betting is that the college game is going to become corrupt. And that, you know, these kids, it's they're inviting all sorts of unnecessary, temptation for these kids, and that somehow or another now, because sports betting, because of what the Supreme Court did, somehow now the college game is in jeopardy of being corrupted over there. And I say there's been billions of dollars bet every year, legal or not legal. So what has changed exactly in your mind, Dane?
Nothing. Nothing. In fact, I watched that piece on 60 Minutes. Okay. I also, by the way, saw the first episode of that show on Showtime Action. I brought up Kelly in Vegas earlier in today's show. But here's what I think. Honestly, you know, to me, it's the same kind of thing as someone, you know, recently, I think it was like Rob Manfred the NFL commissioner still coming out and being like, well, weed is still dangerous in this way, you know, like society is moving one way, right? Acknowledging, and I'm putting weed and sports gambling together, both as things that are coming out of the shadows, becoming more and more legal, changing public perceptions, and quite frankly, a huge economic policy for the states that want to go ahead and legalize it, right? But you still have what I thought on this 60-minute commercial. I think it was the Marshall AD, Joe, who was talking about it. And he was big on, all I could hear was, get off my lawn, get off my lawn. He was talking about an old way of thinking about it, not realizing all the stuff you said. And Joe, the fact remains that people are doing this on their phones anyway. You know, they've been doing it for a long ass time, you know. And so to me, what that represented was just that old era of thinking, in the same way you would think about marijuana or gay marriage or sports betting, you know, and these guys that they put up there have to evolve with the times and accept the way it's going. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, Joe.
I found the argument and this sudden, and you know what happens every time change is evoked, right? And every time you start evolving and moving forward, you're always going to have those people that raise their hand and go, oh, wait a minute. Oh, no. Wait a minute. But the sky is falling. And we'll talk about that correlation. Are college athletics more at risk of being corrupted now because we can bet on games? We'll talk about that coming up next year. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain, people.
Calling the shots.
Tom Brady gives him a call and wants him to come back. He wouldn't be surprised if Rob comes back. What do you say, Jim? You covered this team for a long time. Have we seen the last of Rob Gronkowski?
Yeah, I think his Instagram post was pretty definitive. So, I was kind of surprised to see Drew's comments. But, you know, Drew is an agent, and he's always looking out for the best small window of opportunity to come back. I think he set up the scenario perfect.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find how you can help.
College basketball has reached the climax of the 2019 season, and the Fantasy Sports Network has you covered for all the news and betting information for the conference tournaments leading up to the big dance. Get the latest wagering and prop bet advice every day from FNTSY's top experts and analysts as they prepare you with the best advice in bracketology. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app in iTunes and Google Play and watch select programming in the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your home for winning big in the month of madness.
I just want to send a shout out, thoughts and prayers to Yusef Nurkic, who is went down last night for the Portland Trail Blazers, having one of his best seasons ever, and actually had one of his best career nights last night, scoring 32 in overtime there against the Brooklyn Nets at home, and ended up shattering his leg coming down on it awkwardly. And it has been confirmed from the Trailblazers that, of course, his season is over. He's actually having surgery to put it all back together. Just a horrific scene last night, kind of dashing the hopes of Portland Trailblazer fans and teammates there. It's going to be very difficult for them. We had a lot of high hopes. You've been talking about them for a while, Dan. A lot of high hopes on the Blazers, and Nurkic kind of seemed to be that big man in the middle that gave him that kind of that big three situation with Lillard, and now all of a sudden with him gone, it's I'm going to be interested to see what the lines are now and what the future prices are for the Trailblazers. But just a devastating loss for Portland last night in the NBA.
Yeah, absolutely. We pour a little bit out for Nurkic. And like I said, I really thought the Trailblazers were one of those teams that are kind of off the radar but have talent, you know, between obviously Nurkic. Of course, we know about Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. I've always thought they were that one team that was like one piece away. You know, I loved it. Like I mentioned them with Blake Griffin, where he would go. I always thought they were one player away from being really a serious contender in the West. And people just don't know about them because they're up in the Pacific Northwest. You don't really see their games as often. This is a quality team with legit all-star talent on it. So, yeah, I agree with you. It's a damn shame for the Trailblazers and, of course, for Nurkic, who is really starting to announce himself as one of the, you know, kind of flexible big men in the NBA.
Yeah, it sucked. It really did. And just not a good scene. And be careful when you try to watch those videos this morning. If you've had breakfast already, I would not recommend that you witness that snap, crackle, and pop. That's it's the sound is maybe worse than what you're going to see on the video. But we wish him the very best. And hopefully, like other injuries we've seen in the past, similar to this, that they'll be able to put it back together, get him back out on the court, and get him playing some basketball again. But what we were talking about, if you're just joining us, welcome in Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. What happened was 60 Minutes did a special on Sunday about kind of, you know, taking an overview of the legalization of sports betting now and, you know, asking a couple of different, you know, going to schools and how does it affect everybody from the NCAA level. I mean, we were laughing that, you know, Avenatti is sitting here getting arrested for trying to, you know, put Nike in a corner, Nike of all people in a corner, saying, we know that you're paying kids to go to schools that wear your shoes. It's, you know, hysterical because it's probably the worst kept secret in the entire world that college athletics is somehow influenced by big business and big money. But the thing that bothered me about that special was this idea from the old guard that somehow, because the Supreme Court passed the law and is now allowed states to decide if they want legalized sports gambling, that now the college game is going to be influenced and the corruption, and that's what they made it seem like the sky was falling, that somehow right. or another now these college kids can be easily influenced and easily corrupted. And the way they made it seem on this special was that somehow or another the college game is going to blow up, that these kids, it's going to be terrible. And I think that's hysterical, because the idea that billions hasn't been bet every year without it being legal, and now they haven't influenced them in the past? The idea that right. somehow or another, just now, college athletics is in danger of being corrupted. I think it's laughable to me, Dane.
Right. It's not like this is day one for betting in America. You know what I mean? Like, this is it's now legal in X amount of states, but you're completely right, Joe. It's not like this thing hasn't been possible already. It's not like if the mob had their fingers in it, like they weren't trying to leverage players already right. and have them in their pocket. We've seen this all the way back to, what was it, like Arizona State, I think was the school back in like the late 70s that was shaving points and got caught yep. from that. You know, a number of schools have done this. But I agree with you, Joe. It was like the angle, the bend on that story on 60 Minutes was really towards this kind of get off my lawn. I think you said it right. Old guard way of thinking. And what we have to realize is that what we're seeing with sports investing, and quite frankly with marijuana as well, is an evolution of the thinking. So then to represent the old thinking is just not relevant anymore, you know? And right. here's the other thing, Joe. You know, with the proliferation of stats and big data that's out there, you think you wouldn't catch it? You know, you think there wouldn't be 100 sharps right away and handicappers being like, that was odd. And if yes. there's a trend on something that's odd, if a player really is on the take or something like that, this isn't the 70s anymore. There would be a million like stat-driven handicapping geeks that would identify this as an outlier real quick if there was a pattern of outliers real quick. But to say that this is new is crazy. Our boy Rich on Twitter is already like, oh, wait, you mean there wasn't gambling in West Virginia before it's legal? This is preposterous to think that this is like a brand new day for the entire industry. It's crazy. I agree with you. Can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Yeah, and it just I think one of the biggest differences too is social media and the internet and the instantaneous results that can be gathered and the ability to be able to place the bet and to be able to watch the sport and monitor it. It wasn't like, all right, if you played, you know, Drake you were playing the Missouri Valley Conference or the Big Sky Conference 30 years ago, you know, unless you read the paper or unless you probably weren't following or had any idea what was going on. You know, a little bit easier maybe to corrupt college athletics 30, 40 years ago when everyone's life wasn't on social media. Exactly. Everything wasn't instant gratification. But in today's world, it was the same argument with Major League Baseball when they tried to approach the gaming commission in Nevada and say, hey, listen, we want you to take all spring training games off the board. We're worried about the integrity of the game in spring training of all things. And it was so funny because all of the sharps we talked to were like, listen, you can't bet enough money at the casinos on those games to make it even worth any sort of fixing, because corruption. They limit the amount of bets that you can have on spring training games, a lot of these games. So the minute somebody would have come in with a $2 million bet on a spring training game, do you have any idea how many red flags that would have been? And that's what amazes me about these. What, somehow you're going to influence Duke? Somebody's going to be able to go to and influence Zion Williamson to throw a game? That would never happen in today's day and age. I mean, hell, Avenatti tried to sit there and box Nike into a corner. And what did they do? They blew him up. And within a week, they blew him up on social media and the news. Like, you can't do that anymore. It's not feasible or realistic to think you're going to be able to hold something over somebody's head in today's day and age, especially with how instant we know everything in a moment's notice. It's just impossible these days.
Yep, with the 24-hour news cycle and social media, like I said, if there was a trend of outliers, it would be seen. You also won't be able to have – the mob can't have the starting two guard in their pocket. This is not the same day and age, so to represent that kind of old thinking is one. What I will say, though, is, Joe, I do believe and agree that conceptually – in the abstract, your small-time college player is more leverageable than your NBA star, right? Of course. I admit that because the money that could be dangled in front of them to be bought, you know, matters to your D3 college ball player. And we've been saying the same thing. People try to find an edge on women's water polo or on the smaller things, right? And those smaller level athletes, yes, I acknowledge that there's a greater propensity for them to be able to be leveraged than your professionals. I understand that conceptually, but I still do not think it will happen in this day and age, like you said, with social media and so many people betting these games. It's such big business that the red flag would go up real quick. So that Marshall AD really did sound like some kind of old era get off my lawn. And the fact that it was bent in that way, I thought was interesting coming right off of March Madness and all this stuff. But the other side of it was the economic policy. They kind of showed how Atlantic City was on its last legs and was like brought back to life because of sports gambling. And that's my point. This is an economic policy.
Yep. And it's when you can sit there and have an influx of billions of dollars in an industry, a billion-dollar industry right now that can be shared among all the states and across the country, saying no to it and sticking your head into the ground, into the sand, and acting as if it's not happening is the stupidest thing that we've ever seen. But again, people don't like change. So I understand it. Every time that you're saying legalize marijuana, you're going to have these people where the sky is falling and, you know, they're going to go from marijuana to being a crackhead. And it's, you know, they're going to do this over and over and over and over and over again, even though all the data that we have. And all the states and cities, by the way, that already have legalized marijuana, somehow or another, they haven't burned down to the ground is amazing.
But doomsday effects.
Right. They don't want it. And all the information that we have about sports investing and sports gambling right now, where somehow or another people are going to, and this is the other great thing I love, the amount of gambling addicts we are going to have because this is now legal, okay, is going to skyrocket. That was one of the other narratives on the show that forget about it. People are gamblers are not. It's going to be we're all that's it. We can't control ourselves.
So let's make alcohol illegal because there's too many alcoholics in the country.
But what amazes me is, like, don't you already have lotto in every state? So can't a gambling addict already lose their ass every week, every day? So how is it that now sports betting is going to cause people to become addicts? The whole thing is mind-blowing. It's so hypocritical. It drives me absolutely crazy. We'll talk more about that Showtime special, too, coming up because I got a bone to pick with them also. We'll do that coming up next, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you or someone you love one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All your attention is focused, of course, on your college basketball brackets and the Sweet 16. NFL teams, well, they're focusing on a 2019 NFL draft. And if you're a serious fantasy football player, you guys know it is never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. Good news, Roto Experts, they've got you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. Davis Matic and the Roto Experts, while they're providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of the type of fantasy football that you play. You can save 10% right now at rotoexperts.com by using the code FNTSY. That's 10% off. Promo code FNTSY. It is the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. And we'll hear, you know, it's so funny. We got the draft is just around the corner. We've got Major League Baseball just around the corner this week, getting ready to dive into that 162 games that, games every day of the week, fantasy, woo-hoo, DFS, sports investing. It is a great, great time of year. Plus, we got the Sweet 16 coming up. I did want to touch base because you had mentioned it earlier. The Showtime special that was out, the first part came out with our friends at Wager Talk and Kelly in Vegas and Kelly Stewart.
Yeah, Ralph Michaels there on the show.
Yeah, Ralph's on there.
I interview that guy.
Great, great people. You know, I've been working with those guys forever. These are some like salt of the earth people. These are just great, good, hardworking cappers. Put in the time, put in the effort, and they see the results. And one of the things, the negative things that I keep hearing about this special is because it focuses on this total douchewad Vegas Dave. And they keep referring to these, you know, touts as if they're like they're the worst people known to mankind. Like they've got this bad reputation, and they keep trying to push this narrative, much like it was 30 years ago, Dane, where very similar to the whole thing, the idea that, you know, somehow or another college athletics is going to be influenced and corrupted now that betting is legal. That somehow or another, you know, touts, these people that use a tout service or sell their picks, these people are somehow the biggest scumbags in the face of this earth. And I'm here to tell you that, listen, 40 years ago, guys like, you know, Vegas Dave, who are promising you the world, and, you know, they're salesmen. That's what they do. They sell picks. But they only exist because you allow them to exist. And in 2019, to put paint everybody in the industry with that brush is completely irresponsible. And quite honestly, it's not true. Are there guys, there are good handicappers, there are bad handicappers. Ultimately, at the end of the day, nobody is putting a gun to your head and saying, give me $500, pay this dude $500 for his game of the month or game of the year. These guys, the bad element that is in any industry, including this industry, that bad element only exists because people allow it to exist. Instead of doing your homework, instead of, you know, this day and age with computers and internet and being able to research people, and the idea that you would somehow go ahead and continue to fund these guys, that's on you. That's on me. That's not on them. I don't. But do not lump everybody into the same category, acting as if there aren't. And I'm talking about fantastic cappers who are putting in 50, 60, 70, sometimes, especially this time of year, 100 hours a week, pouring over the number, doing the analytics, doing the work necessary to be somebody who can hit 55, 56, 57% of the time. We all want to be cappers, but the reality is, how many of you have 80 hours a week to dedicate to doing nothing but diving into the numbers? This is why these guys are so useful. The Ralph Michaels of the world that we bring on, Dr. Bob, the rest of the guys that we have here on the show, Jay, the Sports Keg CEO, all of these guys, they put in the time, they put in the work. They're not robbing anybody. And by the way, Dane, you go in, you're paying for somebody's knowledge, right? Is there ever a guarantee in this industry that I miss somewhere? Like, you can, you know, return the receipt? Like, don't you know going in that there might be a chance that maybe the team or the, you know, the pick that they give you, it's not going to win? Don't we know that inherently?
We should. And here's the thing. That's why, Joe, I say all the time, you know, people are looking to get to 55%. And you know why I say that? Because on any given bet, there is a 45% chance that the best people get it wrong. You know what I mean? And this is over time, you know, is what we're talking about. So to take these things stand alone, I completely hear you. Here's what I would say. I think they even said this quote, and I'm getting confused. There's so many parallels between sports investing and marijuana. It's ridiculous. You know, yes. And I'm getting confused on if I was watching this show on Showtime or a different documentary that I'm watching called Murder Mountain right now about the weed industry. But that's a different different topic. And what one of the guys said was, all I'm doing is offering a service. It is your choice if you want to use that service or not. You know, this is a capitalistic society. He sees that there's a market for this service. Here's what I would say, though, Joe. When you're talking about how everybody is just such, you know, kind of douchebags here, these touts or these people that are giving out picks, because quite frankly, you and I are touts, right?
Yeah.
We're giving out picks just the same. But here's what I would say, and this is something that you have said all the time. Okay, so one thing that I do agree with, and they made this point in the show also, is if you got someone telling you that they're hitting at 75%, that they're hitting at 83%, that's BS. Okay, mm-hmm. Joe, and I do think that you are a D-bag if you're in essence false advertising, right? Or if you're in essence a snake oil salesman. But an honest tout is going to be truthful, is going to acknowledge when they lose, is going to tell you the real, you know, kind of record that they have. And in that situation, it's just a service. You as an adult have the choice if you want to use it or not. What I will say, they were talking about, in my opinion, all these people that are like, yo, I'm 93% so far, and showing clips of these guys. And I agree. That is the kind of tout that gives the other legitimate hardworking touts a bad name. Yep. And I do think that that is relevant and valid, but don't let it cloud the judgment of the entire industry. Because there are people, like you said, like our guys, Ralph Michaels, Jay the Sports Keg, putting in the time and effort to give you picks. But remember, we're talking about 55 to 60% here. Anybody, including Vegas Dave, that tells you 75, 80%, it's BS. Vegas Dave just got on a heater with like three or four long shots and futures that he happened to bet within the say of 12 or 18 month period, okay? You can be hot, as Brent Musburger said on that, for a day, for a week, for a season. Over time, though, you ain't going to be at no 75, 80%.
Yes. And again, any one of us, we could be 80% over a 10-game period.
Sure.
Anybody can be 80. You want to win 8? If you pick 8 out of 10.
Saturday, right?
I was 8-0 on Saturday. I could have said, I'm 100%. I'm 100%.
That's right.
Yeah. Everything is about perspective, but ultimately the onus falls on us, all right? Because the only reason guys like Vegas Dave exist is because we allow him to exist as consumers. So the minute the consumer smartens up and realizes that there are quality people doing great work out there, services that you can absolutely utilize to be more profitable – and don't paint everybody with that Vegas Dave brush, the sooner you'll be a little more profitable, and the sooner you'll realize, like any business, whether it be picking an attorney, whether it be picking a doctor, you got to do your homework on people. And listen, it's so easy to go, well, I bought, I spent $1,000 with a guy and he didn't give me one winner. Okay, over. Because we already know you're going to fail, 45% of the time?
Exactly.
So there's a good chance. Yeah, there's a good chance you might, the first four or five picks might not win. But again, this isn't about the one week. This is about over a 12-month period. And I just love how people just put an X through somebody because they happen to show up on a Tuesday. They got a pick from them. It didn't win. And automatically these people are scammed. They don't know what the hell they're doing. It's amazing to me. And that's going to be the problem, I think, moving forward is recognizing that in any industry, there's those who do it right, who know what the hell they're doing. And there's those that will try to game the system and take advantage of people. But in today's day and age, those people should be easy to detect, at least what I'm saying. Do your homework.
Right. Absolutely. It should be. It should be easy to detect, but we don't know if that's absolutely the point. And when you talk about I keep on saying it, it's 55% people. 56% is amazing, right? Listen, Jose Altuve can go ahead and hit .335 this season. And guess what? If I go into his season, I'll find a stretch where he went 1-for-20. You know what I mean? He could be the batting champ, but I'll find a series, a random in June in Texas or something where he goes hitless with 12 at-bats. This is the long game, people. If you are trying to do this as an industry, as a career, you're not looking at it in the terms of one weekend. You're trying to feed your family over the course of a long period of time. And then the other point, Joe, you make it's a free market system. And I don't blame these guys trying to sell. It's your fault trying to buy. Honestly, I don't drink Starbucks coffee, Joe. All right. Starbucks is selling their coffee for $10 a pop. Meanwhile, my guy, my bodega down the block has some pretty damn good coffee for $1. Why is Starbucks selling their coffee still for $10 or whatever it is? Because people will buy it. And that's what it comes down to here, right? So you got to be smart as a consumer. But as this industry comes out of the shadows and grows, there's going to be a lot of people that want to try their hand at this, dip their toe in this water, and that is going to be kind of the place where some of these D-bags can make their hay.
Yeah, but you know what? Some of the biggest D-bags I know, attorneys. Look at Avenatti. Yeah. You know what I mean? So every industry has the good part and the bad part. There's going to be those that do it right and those that don't. We just need to figure it out, but do not watch this Showtime special and sit there and lump everybody into the same category in an industry. That's like saying every lawyer is a total scam artist. They don't care about you, or every doctor sucks.
Every doctor's a quack.
Yeah, it's like you got to be smart about this. And because so much attention is being focused on this business and on this industry, it's so simple in today's age for people not to do the work, people to read a headline and go, oh, this industry's a scam. That's it. Vegas Dave's a scam. Okay, no, this Vegas, it's a total scam. And nobody really actually spends the time to research anything. It's in a headline, and if it's in 220 characters or less on Twitter, then it's got to be true. And
that's kills, man.
Yes, exactly. That's a very dangerous road to go down. And I got to tell you, the smart people, some of the smartest people that I know, they're not out there telling you they're 80%. They're not out there doing anything other than doing the work and providing an actual profit for people who utilize them, their services, their knowledge, their dedication. These are not people you'll see on billboards. These are not people that you're going to see on social media touting how smart and great they are and how and putting every winner out there that they have and never a loser. No, the true experts, the true great ones in this industry, you'll probably never ever hear of them because there's no way they don't have the time to go out there and do that and put up billboards and take out commercials. That's not what they're doing. They don't have time for that. So keep that in mind as the more of this and more states get it and it's coming. You know, I think they said what in another 5 years, just about every state will have it. We'll have some sort of legalized, except for maybe Disney and Utah and maybe Oklahoma and a few other places. But just be smart, do your research, and know that not everybody, okay, can be painted with the same brush in this industry. Do your homework and follow us because we'll tell you who the real ones are. 2 hours in the books.
100%.
Game time decisions.
You know, it's funny when you fill out these brackets and I'm in a $100 cash league. You know, I got to take a chance here. I got to take a chance there. When you look at your bracket after the first weekend, I'm thinking, man, I was really pushing it, getting Cal Irvine into the Sweet 16. Like, kind of pushing it.
At least they won a game.
They did. But I don't get like bonus points for that.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
Philadelphia, Washington, Mets, Atlanta. They're not all going to win 87, 88 games.
That's it.
All right, that's not going to happen. They play too.
Right. Who's going to win?
They play too many games against each other.
Yes.
Plus, they're going to play games against St. Louis, against Milwaukee. The Mets play the Yankees 4 games. So they're not going to win. They can't all do it. You got to pick your one team that doesn't.
Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on popular podcast providers.
It is bracket time, people. We got our own brackets. In fact, our Make It Rain hater bracket is up and ready to rock and roll. So, Dane, where are we at with our bracket right now?
We are into the Elite Eight of Hate, Joe. All right. We've been putting up the polls asking what is the thing that you hate the most. I got to tell you, Joe, also over the weekend, the 2-3 matchup of getting backdoored and tanking literally, Joe, was 50-50 until the very, very end. It was like 50-50 with about like 10 minutes to go. And I literally like hollered at one of my boys. I was like, yo, vote in my poll. because I don't know what to do if it's 50-50. But we are in the Elite Eight of Hate, and we got the one seed when streams buffer versus the two seed remembering login passwords. So that's going to be the matchup for today. We got it up. The poll will be up for a day or two. Right now, remembering passwords does have a lead, but you can catch that and all of our Make It Rain Hate or Madness polls on at FNTSY Radio. Always don't forget, follow Joe at Joe Ranieri. Follow me at Spittin' Speeds. But I think, Joe, what I do want to ask you, because we only got this little mini segment, what do we do, Joe, if one of the polls goes 50-50? What is our policy around that? Because it was literally 50-50. And I was like, oh, snap, what do we do in this scenario? So I ask you, and I ask Bavona as well, what do we do in this scenario? Do maybe you, me, and Bavona become a three-vote panel to break the tie? What do we do?
That's it. The three of us would have to be the tiebreaker.
I can do that.
What would you guys have said? Because it was literally 50-50. Getting backdoored or tanking? What would have been your vote, Joe?
Well, I think the context of the getting the backdoored, I think that we're talking about actually, you know, when a team. Right. Okay. All right. Good. I just wanted to make sure that we had the correct backdoor there. Sure. Yes. I would, to me, it, being on the wrong side of the back door is just the worst of all worst. In fact, we had somebody who commented about that, Dane, saying about who doesn't love a good back door, and then wouldn't you know it, like the following day they posted, you remember how I said who doesn't like a good back door? Well, I just got backdoored and it sucked.
Exactly.
So there you go.
Exactly. All right, so I'd be with you. I'd be getting backdoored, and so we would not need Bavona's vote that one. But, yeah, so when streams buffer versus remembering passwords to make it rain, Elite Eight of Hate. Get online and vote for what you hate the most.
They both suck. Oh, the buffering and the both suck.
Remembering passwords. Because when buffer, I can try and do weird things, reload it. If I forget a password, I'm
final hour coming your way. Let's make it rain. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.